We all were excited to hear this guy's story, and so what did he have to say? He said, "I'm not Indian, but I feel Indian in my bones." We all groaned. We'd expected this white guy to be original, but he was yet another white guy who showed up on the res because he loved Indian people so much. Do you know how many white strangers show up on Indian reservations every year and start telling Indians how much they love them? Thousands. It's sickening and boring. "Listen," Ted said, "I know you've heard that before. I know white people say that all the time. But I still need to say it. I love Indians. I love your songs, your dances, and your souls. And I love your art. I collect Indian art." Oh, God. He was a collector. Those guys made Indians feel like insects pinned to a display board. I looked around the football field. Yep. All of my cousins were squirming like beetles and butterflies with pins stuck in their hearts. "I've collected Indian art for decades," Ted said. "I have old spears, old arrowheads. I have old armor. I have blankets and paintings and sculptures and baskets and jewelry. Blah, 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 blah. And I have old powwow dance outfits," he said. Now that made everybody sit up and pay attention. About 10 years ago, this Indian guy knocked on the door of my cabin in Montana. Cabin my butt. Ted lived in a 40-room log mansion just outside of Bozeman. "Well, I didn't know this stranger," Ted said, "but I always open my door to Indians." "Oh, please." And this particular Indian stranger was holding a very beautiful powwow dance outfit. A woman's powwow dance outfit. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was all beaded blue and red and yellow with a thunderbird design. It must have weighed 50 pounds. And I couldn't imagine the strength of the woman who could dance beneath that magical burden. Every woman in the world could dance that way. Well, this Indian stranger said he was in a desperate situation. His wife was dying of cancer and he needed money to pay for her medicine. I knew he was lying. I knew he'd stolen the outfit. I could always smell a thief. Smell yourself, Ted. And I knew I should call the police on this thief. I knew I should take that outfit away and find the real owner. But it was so beautiful, so perfect, that I gave the Indian stranger $1,000 and sent him on his way. And I kept the outfit. Whoa, was Ted coming here to make a confession? And why had he chosen my grandmother's funeral for his confession?